Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, A New Covenant, Hebrews 8, Already in Progress.
I had a great time today. I got to minister to a family from the middle of Odessa area. They drove down. And they had two daughters, and one of the daughters was very young. Well, both the girls were teenagers. But the youngest teenager, I don't know how old she was, 15, I guess. I'm just guessing. I have never seen a girl that young with carpal tunnel. But she had carpal tunnel. So, I mean, I attacked carpal tunnel like a duck on a June bug. And I've never had a failure. I've never seen the king fail me with carpal tunnel. So when that little 15-year-old girl, her hand wouldn't work, I reached up. I immediately got up my chair, went over there and just grabbed her wrist and in the name of Jesus, rebuked those spirits, commanded them to leave. And the king instantly healed her of carpal tunnel. Wow. Then her mother wanted me to pray for everything wrong with everybody after that. She saw her daughter healed instantly of carpal tunnel. I just think the Lord gave us the keys to the kingdom. He gave us all this power and all this authority to you, made us His ambassadors. He said, now you speak in my name and I will make these things happen for you. And it makes life fun, doesn't it, Gloria? Wow, makes life fun. Praise the King. I'm so grateful. Well, tonight in our Bible study last week, we had just gotten down to the part of the new covenant. And just a little bit, the new commandment that goes with the new covenant. And the new covenant, we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight. We're going to first talk about the old covenant. But the new covenant has one command only. Only one. A new commandment that I give you, that you love one another. Isn't that something? That's all Jesus told us to do under the new covenant is to love one another. And He says, by this all men shall know that you are my disciples if you have love one to another. Then the old law is fulfilled in our new commandment of love. Now the old law is as follows in Exodus chapter 20. And when we go and read this old law, this is what the old law required. And God spoke all these words saying in Exodus chapter 20, starting with verse 1, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, and you shall have no other gods before me. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make unto you any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Now that right there, because of that, that's why I don't have any pictures of Jesus. And I will never have a church or a facility that will have a picture of Jesus hanging on the wall if I know it's there. I won't have one myself. I don't believe in it because there is no pictures of Jesus. We don't have any pictures of Jesus. And then I know this one woman that had a beautiful picture of Jesus she had bought in some store. She hung it in the foyer of her home. And every time she'd come in, she'd stop in the foyer of her home and she'd sit there and look at that beautiful picture. And she got to where she'd even cry a little bit over that picture when she'd look at it. And one day the king spoke to her, and this was his words. If you keep looking at that picture, you're not going to know who I am when I come. So she took the picture off the wall and got rid of it. Well, see, we don't have any pictures of Jesus. There is no pictures of Jesus. So I don't want anybody to bring me a picture. I've had two or three people come and say, I have a beautiful picture of Jesus I'd like to hang on your wall. I say, I'm not interested. There is no pictures of Jesus. And right there, in the commandments, he said, we shall not make unto us any graven images. Well, some churches have all kinds of images of Jesus and everything else all over the place. But I won't ever have one because Jesus told me not to. So I believe in abiding by the Word. Well, yeah, any graven image, it could be anything. I mean, they could even take a stone and chisel it out. And just, as the Lord says, when they made an altar, not even to put a chisel onto any of the stones, because you make a mark on it. And he said, don't do that. Use them just exactly like I made them. You know, don't even put a mark or a chisel on them to even make any kind of an image whatsoever. He said, if you're going to make an altar before me, go out and get uncut stones and bring them up and stack them up there. You know, and that's the way he did it. He would not let you put any kind of image. I mean, you could take, you can make any kind of images you want to. You can take stones, you can chisel them out and make pictures. You can make a picture of David or Donna or Cheryl or anybody else, but don't make one of Jesus. You know, it's okay if you want to make a beautiful statue of one of you. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, if we knew what Peter, James, and John looked like, if they wanted to make images of them, that's okay. You can make those. You can make them in 3D. You can make them in a wax museum. You can do anything you want to. But don't make one of Jesus, because we don't know what he looks like. We really don't know what he looks like. So if somebody does make one, and even like you go to the wax museum, they got pictures, they got deals of Jesus. Well, you got to realize that's a piece of wax. That's not Jesus. So you don't worship that. You know, that's just something that represents an image of the king. But we're not supposed to make anything to worship. And that's the difference. If you make something and you consider that Jesus, then you're worshiping that. And he says, don't do that, because that is not me. So when he says, don't do that, then in verse 5, he says, you shall not bow down yourself to them. See, that's when you worship them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. I visit the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me. Now, who is it that hates God? Anybody that does not keep his commandments hates God. People say, well, I don't hate him. He said, if you love me, you will obey me. So if you don't obey him, you hate him. There's no two ways about it. There's no in-between ground. You either love God or you hate God. So somebody said, well, I go to church. I don't hate God, but I don't do what he says. Well, then the word says you hate him. And he will visit the iniquities of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of the children. That's kind of scary when you think about what your children may have to suffer because of your sin. And some people will tell you that there's no such thing as generational curses anymore, but I'm going to tell you that's not true. Generational curses are here. I've seen too many people that have been sick and afflicted. And if there was no such thing as a generational curse, no child would ever be born with a sickness and disease. But many children are born with sickness and disease. Many of them. I mean, we go back to your relative, Gloria. I mean, that little lady, you know, that little lady that was born when she was born, she hadn't committed no sin. I mean, she's just a brand new little girl. But her liver is failing from day one. And it wasn't her sin, but it was the sin of her mother. And when you went over there and got her mother to confess that sin and then rebuked that devil and prayed over that little child, I mean, that little child was instantly healed. You know, but it wasn't until Mama repented. But after Mama repented, a little girl that wasn't going to live 3 days is now must be about 2 years old or something like that. I've seen her several times. She's been here, runs around here and plays. If it hadn't been for this little lady sitting right over here, that little girl would have died. Hadn't been for you, Gloria. That little girl would have died because you had learned and studied the Word. And you developed faith. And so when you told her mother she had to stop living with that boy, stop committing sexual immorality, because that curse was being passed to her little child, because that child was born out of wedlock and that devil had legal right to kill that child. And when a brand new baby is born with a liver failure, is something wrong. And then if the doctor says she's not going to live 3 days, and then Gloria gets the lady to repent and stops having sex with this boy. And then Gloria prays, and the little girl's well. And 2 years later, she's just a bouncing, wonderful, beautiful little girl running around here having a great time. You better hope you got a relative like you, Gloria. You know, if you don't have, you're in trouble. You know, but there's not very many people got relatives like you. They don't know the Word. But this is what happens when you learn the Word. You know, you can tell people the truth because these sins, God says that when we sin, He visits that iniquity or that sin of the fathers or the parents upon the children to the third and the fourth generation. And then in verse 6, He says, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Now that's the part that we like. If we love Him and keep His commandments, then He shows mercy to us. And He blesses us in everything we put our hands to. And of course, I don't know, I think we're all in the same boat. All of us want to be blessed instead of cursed. I know I do. I love to be blessed. And when I think about that, I think about the blessings and curses. When I was raised up as a child, I don't remember this, but my mother told me about it. I must have been about five. One day I come in there and there was a deal of toothpicks, mother said, sitting on the table. And I, a little 5 or 6 year old boy, I just run up here and grabbed that and just throwed it off in the floor. I mean, you wouldn't think that a child would do such a dumb thing. But for some strange reason I did, and my dad says, son, pick those up. And I said, no. Well, I mean, the curse fell upon my backside. You know, I mean, the curse fell upon me. The razor strap, I mean, Dad had one of them things that when I said no, he went over and got that razor strap. And after 4 or 5 good licks across my backside of that razor strap, it changed my mind. You know, so the curse fell upon me. Well, you know, nobody likes to be cursed by God. But He says He chastens them He loves. So when you don't walk in obedience to His Word, He chastens you. I don't like the razor strap. Do you, Michael? Not at all. Not at all. Guarantee. Oh, goodness. When we grow up, most of us, of course, my mother, I don't know how Michael's mother was. She might have been like my mother. My mother would go out to the garden and get a little peach limb. Man, that little peach limb, she could wear your legs out with that. She could make a good boy out of you in a hurry. You too, huh, Dad?
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled A New Covenant, Hebrews 8, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.